There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com. Aye. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Benelli. Watch the green
bat tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed. Hour number two of USAPrepares.com. Dr. Shealy's with us. Dr. Norman Shealy, normshealy.com. Dr. Shealy, I mentioned during hour number one that Gary Franklin, a physicist, stopped by the farm last night, and we had a lovely chat at the kitchen table over a cup of coffee. And as he was leaving, you know, we noticed over the farm a brilliant chemtrail, you know, and we know that these chemtrails have aluminum and barium in them. And so here's where I'm going with this. I know that when I was in elementary school, I was able to make a battery, or I'm sorry, we'll call it a wet cell, out of two dissimilar metals. For example, copper and zinc separated by maybe a quarter of an inch or half an inch distance, both dipped in a salt water solution. So you could, or you could use some mild acid, like as an electrolyte. So here's where I'm thinking. The body has micro elements in it, in its hemoglobin. For example, copper, zinc, and as well as other micro elements, metallic micro elements. So let's add to that the inhalation of aluminum through these chemtrails, and so now we have a lot more aluminum in our bodies, and we have lead in our bodies from all the solder joints in copper pipes and other natural sources. So now we have a whole bunch of these metals in our body. And we have an electrolyte in our body. Our body's mostly water, right? And so we can make electricity. Now, what would happen if we excite or use cell towers or microwave devices, cell phones, cordless phones, these smartphones, these smart meters, all of this electromagnetic radiation now is turned on, and we have even more metal in our body to create cells. I'm talking about cells like a battery is a collection of cells. And now we have billions of cells creating electricity in our body excited by microwave frequencies. Is this a recipe to make us violent and do things that we would not normally do because the enhanced batteries in our body as a result of these dissimilar metals in our body's electrolyte?
You know, interestingly, Vance, you're suggesting that the psychopaths who create this kind of thing have enough common sense to know what they're doing, and they somehow can protect themselves from the crap they've fed all the whole world. I mean, let's face it, psychopaths have no conscience, first of all. That's the number one characteristic. They can murder you and have absolutely no guilt whatsoever. And so anyone who is crazy enough to think that they can poison the world, whether it's with electricity or its chemicals or other kinds of poisons doesn't have the ability to discriminate, and they don't understand that they are subjecting themselves, as if they care about anything other than themselves and any family that they might have, to the same poison.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, what I'm saying, Dr. Shealy, is I know for a fact that when I was in elementary school, I would make these wet cells. I mean, literally, just mm-hmm. two dissimilar metals. And I experimented with all kinds of metals, like copper and zinc, iron and zinc, iron and copper. And from what I remember, I was able to create current, electricity, with almost any two dissimilar metals. You couldn't take zinc and zinc, but you could take copper and zinc. You could, and literally, you could, if you have a voltmeter that's sensitive, you could take a piece of copper wire and a spoon and connect and put it in salt water in a glass and put one test probe of the meter on the copper wire and the other test probe on the spoon, and you'll be able to measure electricity. Literally. And if you put them in series, if you get a whole bunch of these glasses and do the same thing, and you put them positive, negative, you've now created a battery. A battery of cells. Well, I'm thinking that we've got, you know, trillions of these aluminum particles.
Oh, yeah.
In our bodies. And it just turn on the cell phone and make us nuts. Literally. Excite them. And I'm wondering if this is a plan.
Well, I think it's a psychotic plan.
Mm-hmm.
But as all psychotic plans, it's crazy. I mean, by definition, the ultimate craziness is psychosis.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
Would you say that it's possible to overpower or impact our normal processes of our bodies through the introduction of micro elements like aluminum?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
But so, it's no different from HARP, H-A-A-R-P.
Right.
The use of electromagnetic to change weather and consciousness and mind in general.
Yeah, and that's where I'm going with this, Dr. Shealy. Exactly that, enhanced with aluminum in our bodies. This has been bothering me all night.
Well, you know, you just do the best you can. And interestingly, recently when I had a provocative chelation test, I did not have any significant amount of aluminum.
Mm-hmm.
I had a high level of lead and a high lead of bismuth and a moderately high level of barium and thallium, of all things. And I checked my water source, and none of that came from our well water. So, you know, it came out of the air somewhere.
Interesting. And well, actually, Dr. Shealy, lead, when you and I were younger, toothpaste used to come in lead tubes.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So,
well, we were taught pewter. You know, people used to drink out of pewter cups, and they were loaded with it.
Correct. And I had a home that had brass pipes. Now, they looked just like the galvanized plumbing that, you know, we had in the 1940s. But this house was made with brass threaded pipe. And brass has lead and copper in it. Now, most people would think that copper plumbing would be good, and I've heard that there's a, you know, one of the reasons why some people get prematurely white hair is a copper deficiency. I grew up with copper plumbing, but the copper plumbing was soldered at the joints, at the elbows, at the T's, at the couplings, and the unions, with lead solder. So there was always, you know, the possibility of lead in the water for a lot of us. And a lot of, well, commercial plumbing is, a lot of commercial plumbing today is copper, but they removed a lot of the lead from the solder. But those solder joints, you know, still introduce lead into our drinking water. That's a, you know, another, and those toothpaste tubes, I remember in the 1960s, you know, folding or, you know, squeezing the end of the tube and then rolling it up and rolling it up, and, you know, to a smaller and smaller physical size to get that last amount of toothpaste out when I was growing up. And then they found that, you know, that wasn't so good, so they changed the toothpaste tubes and they eliminated lead from them. But really, we used to brush our teeth with toothpaste and lead tubes. I was wondering about, you know, along the same line of thinking, Dr. Shuley, microwave cooking. Now, a lot of people, I'm sure just about every household has a microwave oven.
Except mine.
Yeah. And do you think that there is a link between cooking with a microwave oven? So, heating up spaghetti, cooking vegetables in the microwave oven, because, you know, if you read the internet, they'll say, well, you know, cooking vegetables on the stove is not as healthy as microwave cooking. Here's my question. Do you think there's a link between cooking with microwaves? That could be heating water for tea, warming up coffee, heating spaghetti, cooking vegetables, cooking meals, and disease. Have you found a link, studied whether there is a link between microwave cooking and bringing on disease of any kind?
Yes, I don't think there's any question. But there's so many things that are poison today, it's hardly to pin it down to just that. But if anybody wants to test this, I have a suggestion. Boil a cup of water in the microwave.
Mm-hmm.
Boil another cup of water on the stove in a regular, you know, regular pot, be sure it's not an aluminum pot, and let them both cool to room temperature and taste test them. The water from microwave cooking tastes awful. And if it can change the taste of plain old water, what on earth is it doing to food? We know it's destroying a lot of the amino acids, among other things.
Well, that's something that's almost a free test, class. So if you'd like to try that, please do. So we're talking about boiling water on the stove and boiling water in the microwave oven. Let them cool. Do a taste test. And I'd love to know the results. So if you decide to do it, email us, please. Vincent@USAPreparedness.com. Vincent@USAPreparedness.com. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul Hall states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power, a gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Shealy's with us, and you know, we've been talking about the dangers of electromagnetic radiation. So, Dr. Shealy, would you say that the simplest and easiest thing we can do to protect ourselves is just not use a microwave oven?
Right. I do not have one in my house and never will.
Mm-hmm.
That's the easy way.
And I've got to tell you that since I have not had a cell phone, I've been able to travel. I got there. I got back. You know, I made it all the way to the farm cooperative, 2 miles down the road. I made it all the way there and back without a cell phone. Then I ventured out to the bank 20 miles away. I made it all the way there and back without a cell phone. Then, you know, I became more adventurous, and I drove to Arkansas. I did not need a cell phone to get to Arkansas and back. So, Dr. Shealy, we can do it. We can wean ourselves off these cell phones. We can actually enhance our lives. And some people have said, you know, how did I ever get along without the cell phone? And I'm saying, how did I ever get along with the cell phone? Because it is so delightful not having that darn thing ring and ping me and tell me I've got messages. It is great not being tied to a cell phone. It really is. So I'm here to say that we can do it. Dr. Shealy, breastfeeding. You know, our cows, our mama cows, provide milk for their babies. And those babies will continue drinking their mama's milk for a long time. As a matter of fact, they would go past a year if we'd let them. And I'm wondering, There was a post on the internet about this woman who's breastfeeding her 5-year-old as well as her 2-year-old, you know, simultaneously, one on one side, one on the other side. So she's breastfeeding two. One of them is 5 years old. And this woman is saying that it helps improve her, you know, the 5-year-old's IQ. And she's thinking that she's going to continue doing it until 10 years old. Now, there's a social taboo against doing that, Dr. Shuley, right? But what's the medical thoughts you have about breastfeeding and how long should we breastfeed? And is there an advantage to increase the IQ with longer breastfeeding?
Well, we don't know. Certainly, there are no studies going beyond a year. We do know that children who are breastfed for at least 6 months have a marked decrease in allergies. That's perhaps the single most important advantage of breastfeeding. We know that breastfeeding encourages and enhances the normal healthy bacteria in the intestines also, which is a lifelong benefit in general. And certainly, you know, children who are truly well-nurtured, if they got at least some breastfeeding, let's say even a week or two, do better than children who never get any. But we do know that there are no studies that show prolonged breastfeeding. Individual cases, you know, give you a suggestion, but they don't prove much.
Mm-hmm. There's a study that says that breastfeeding lowers the possibility of leukemia by 20%. So significant breastfeeding. I'm not talking about 5 years. I'm just talking about those who have breastfed their children. Those children have a lower incidence of leukemia than those who have not. So,
and that comes from the immune system. And the immune system, of course, is totally, virtually controlled by those normal bacteria in the intestine.
So when we try to tamper with Mother Nature, every time we do it, it sounds like the results are negative. So, for example, back in the 1950s, you know, why breastfeed your child? You can have this super formula that, you know, this right from the lab. This is the good stuff. You know, breast milk is, you know, inferior to this new medical marvel of baby formula. And moms, you don't have to be tied down to your child. You can neglect your child. You don't have to breastfeed your child. You can go right to work and have all the conveniences of not having to breastfeed your child. So, you know, that's one thing that happened in the 1950s. And then you look at the amount of diseases that have flourished since the 1950s. Yeah. I think you're absolutely right, Dr. Shuley. I think there is, you know, we can easily connect those dots. And we come back, can we talk about, are there benefits to fasting? And, by now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your Subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with 100,000 plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Shealy, there's a story on the internet about this this woman who was the kitchen manager at an elementary school in Colorado. And she was fired because she gave away some lunches, meals, to some hungry children. Now, these hungry children, one of them forgot his lunch money, and he was crying, and he was hungry, and so she gave him a meal, and she did this more than once. And she wasn't just violating policy because she felt like violating the policy, but what she did was she gave away lunches to these young children who were hungry. Now, doesn't not having food in your body increase lack of concentration and fatigue, and doesn't it enhance behavior problems?
Oh, absolutely. You know, there are many, many stresses in life, but lack of food implies total lack of nurturing. You know, what's the number one nurturing act is breastfeeding. And when someone doesn't get food, no matter how good the parents are, they're missing that normal human nurturing, among other things, including chemicals, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants that are essential for health.
And I know that if my gasoline-powered vehicles run out of gasoline, they just stop. I know that if our diesel-powered tractors run out of diesel, they stop. And why? It seems inhumane to me to not give someone some food at school. I mean, really, what's the problem? I mean, to me, it seems that the principal would have some fund to offset those who just either forgot their lunch money, or they say, or the kitchen cafeteria help would say, okay, Johnny, tell you what, let me put you on the list and we'll make it up tomorrow, because I know you have, parents who can afford this. You know, they could say it discreetly. So we'll work this out tomorrow, but I want to make sure you have something to eat. So here's a full lunch, just like everyone else got. So we have free lunches, we have reduced cost lunches, and we have full price lunches for these students, but firing the cafeteria manager, the kitchen manager, for providing food to these young people who are in school hungry, is over the top. So I think what we'll do is I'll find out the telephone number of the school, and we'll call the principal or the superintendent, and we'll tell them that, so let's let these children go hungry. And we're going to try to stop this if we can. It seems like the rules need to be bent in certain cases. And this seems to be one of those cases where the golden rule applies, not the school rule. Yes?
Oh, I'm with you all the way. And yet, I don't know what the answer is. I just don't know. But we should be helping people get adequate food, of all things. That, to me, is more critical than housing, and it's kind of important to have that, too. But food is essential for life and function and everything.
Mm-hmm. Right. So we have plenty of money for sports events and sports training and all that, but it doesn't seem like we can feed our children. Chris, in Colorado, you're on with Dr. Norman Shealy. Welcome.
Good morning to two of my favorite people on the whole planet. This is Chris from Colorado.
Chris, it's great to hear your voice.
Wonderful to hear you guys. I've got way too many questions for the small amount of time. Let me just throw in, Vincent, you know, I did the presentation at the expo on hemp, and that's one of my main deals. Is that industrial hemp, not cannabis, but the stuff that doesn't get you high. I was literally living off that for, literally, for like 3 months, only living off hemp protein powder and water. And I found that my health actually improved. I felt way better. So I came up with an idea. Vincent, you have a guy that's called in that said, why don't we eliminate welfare and just put people on treadmills and pay them $10 an hour? My idea is to let's eliminate welfare and you can have all the free hemp protein powder you'd like instead of welfare checks where they go out and buy Pepsi and sodium hot dogs, you know?
Well, you're certainly onto something useful. I need to ask you a question. I know about hemp heart as a protein supplement. Is hemp powder essentially powdered hemp heart seeds?
What it is, that's a great question, Dr. Sheila. I wondered about that for about a year, and I finally found out by talking to the president of Oilseed Canada, the guy that grows most of the seed up in Manitoba. And hemp protein powder is simply, after they press the oil out of the seeds, which the oil, you know, is loaded with omega-3 and omega-6, and you can also run your car off it. But after they do that, they have the solid material left over from the pressed seeds. That's all hemp protein powder is. And so they can sift it out, dry it and sift it, and sell it as a fiber-dense product. Or they can sift it even more, which costs more money because it's more processing, and it's denser protein with less fiber. And that's really like the whole story of the protein powder itself. Now, you can also juice the leaves. There's doctors on YouTube that say they've been feeding juiced leaves to their patients for years, and there's a couple doctors on YouTube that just swear by that. And I've experimented with that a little bit. I'm actually growing industrial hemp this year in Colorado. I've got an acre I'm going to be growing. And I can't wait till I've got fresh leaves that I can juice, and I'm going to be calling in and let you guys know how that goes.
You know, Chris, we're talking with Chris Farnworth in Colorado, USAPrepares.com instructor. Chris, in Missouri, we passed the Right to Farm Amendment. And so now, even though we had a right to farm before, now we have an amendment that lets us farm. And I'm wondering if we can just grow hemp without, in some regions it's you can't grow it, but in some you can. And I'm wondering if we can just push the limits and just start growing hemp right here in Missouri and say, wait a minute, we have a right to farm. Buzz off.
That's what we're actually doing in Colorado, Vincent. As you recall, my girlfriend lives in Israel. Israel, they have one government, pretty much. If they say you can do it, because you're not going to have another group coming at you. In this country, this is a mind blower. We've got over 88,000 different governments. Everybody from the boys in Washington, you know, the mob folks, right down to your local sewage authority that claims they have power over you, too. So we have 88,000 different governments here trying to tell us what to do and charging us money to do it. And so what we're doing in Colorado is we had the voter referendum where we put it on the ballot against the will of the politicians because we got 90,000 signatures, voted it in against their will. They did their best to stop it. And now we have legalized within the 10th Amendment states' rights of Colorado the right to grow hemp. Well, when I go get my commercial license, they make you sign on a dotted line saying, well, look, the feds don't like this stuff, and so it's between you and the feds. We got nothing to do with it. We're only the state of Colorado. And then you have to go to your county government and get permission from them. And, for example, Jefferson County, where I live here in Colorado, I've been bugging them so much about answering the question that the county actually paged me personally to tell me. I'm like one of the first people that knows in Jefferson County that they're okay with growing industrial hemp. Just because I bugged them so much, I'm on their list. Hey, call this guy because we're sick of hearing from him, you know. So there's three different governments now that I have a relationship when I'm growing my hemp. One of them isn't so good. One of them is saying, go for it. And the other gave me a phone call that said, I think it's all right with us. Yeah.
But we're crazy. Working with the other 8,000 agents.
Exactly. You know? So it's funny stuff. But, Vincent, I'm with you, man. It's, you know, like the first guy that grew it out here in Colorado, his name's Ryan. 2 years ago, he grew like 80 acres or 40 acres. He had a whole bunch of courage, and he put out a little pamphlet that said, it's time to grow.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree with you, Vincent. It still grows wild in Nebraska. And, you know, when they had the Hemp for Freedom campaign in World War II, we got hemp growing all over our country to this day, left over from 1940s. And, you know, let's just do it. And I think that's the only way to do it because these guys...
Let me ask a rhetorical question. When I lived in Virginia, they used to have these helicopters and planes with instruments that were hung off in little pods that would detect the growing of marijuana on farms. I'm sure they fly over our farm and look for, you know, signatures that that might indicate that, you know, there's some growing of marijuana on our farm. There isn't. I let our cows have access to the whole farm so that if someone does plant an illegal crop, that the cows will just eat it, and, you know, it'll be a waste of everybody's time to try to do that to us. But, you know, there are these government agencies who have planted marijuana on farms, and then they seize the farms. So here's my rhetorical question. So what would happen if the village, you know, people in the village planted marijuana on farms that belong to politicians and then turned them in? Just a rhetorical question. What would happen? I don't know.
That's why I love you right there, Vincent.
Chris, can you stick with us? By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. situation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your Subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Dr. Norman Shealy's with us, medical doctor, and Chris Farnworth is with us. He's an engineer from Colorado. He's a USAPrepares.com instructor. And both of these gentlemen were at the Get Prepared Expo. And Dr. Shealy, you've been talking about the benefits of hemp hearts. I know that you eat them and you've recommended them for quite a while on this broadcast. Here's the question for Chris. Chris, would you consider doing a series of broadcasts spaced, you know, several weeks apart about hemp processes, how to grow hemp, and so forth?
Oh, yes. You know, I will do that. And if people want to, if you don't mind plugging me, plugging my own website.
Sure.
If people, and just watch the video, that's all I ask. It's just educational. And it's a good way for people at their own pace to start to come up to speed about industrial hemp. It's called hemp-health.com. And it's a dash.
Chris, what I'll do is I'll post a link right on page one of USA Prepares, hemp-health.com.
Yeah,
and we can watch the video. And so I'll call you after the broadcast. Absolutely.
Chris.
Yes, sir.
It is published on their bag from the Manitoba people that hemp hearts contain taurine. But
I know.
They can't tell me how much taurine is in the protein. Taurine is ordinarily found only in animal products, if indeed there's a significant amount of taurine. That alone needs to be strongly pushed. Have you measured the amino acid content of hemp protein powder?
Well, Dr. Shealy, I'm getting well connected in the world of industrial hemp because I've been working on it for a couple of years, and I can get those questions answered for you.
Boy, I would love that because
yes.
I would like to promote that because taurine is deficient in 86% of people who are depressed. It's deficient in people who have epilepsy, among other things. So that's a really important concept.
Well, what's so cool, if you watch my video, you'll see how kooky, just kooky is the only word I can use. When you start to research industrial hemp, it's literally God's gift to mankind. From so many angles that it's like a mind blower. And when I say mind blower, I'd like to add in that I completely agree with you, Dr. Shealy, about cannabis, which is the THC cannabinoid in what we call marijuana. I don't smoke pot. I grew up in Detroit, so I was surrounded by drugs, but I don't even drink alcohol. But I can literally live off industrial hemp, which has below 0.3% THC. And I just wanted to validate what you say about cannabis, that you believe it attacks degrades the frontal lobes. I'm with you on 100%, Dr. Shealy, on that. So.
Well, let's keep pushing this idea because, you know, it sounds to me, as usual, as if the establishment in its psychotic behavior has blocked one of the greatest health benefiters on the planet.
Oh, they have an agenda, I assure you. Right? Because, like I said in my lecture there, you got a lot of positive feedback, Vincent, from that. We don't even need petroleum. And I know there's another mind blower for you, but it's actually true. The first Model T Henry Ford created was designed to run off hemp oil instead of, you know, because they didn't even have gasoline back in 1900, you know, readily available. But all the farmers across this country had gallons of hemp oil sitting in their farms, you know, the hemp farmers. And that's why he designed the Model T to run off hemp oil. And so imagine going to your gas pump, okay, filling your car, and then putting the nozzle in your mouth and taking a little gulp of the oil. Yeah.
A little snack.
Yeah, exactly. I know.
Chris, I've got the link on the website, page one, hemp-health.com. Page one, class, if you'd like to follow that link, it's right there right now. And Dr. Shealy is going to be broadcasting in about an hour and 3 minutes, HayHouseRadio.com. Dr. Shealy, thank you so much for being with us. And Chris, you and I will chat after the broadcast, and we'll build this series of hemp classes right here on USAPreparis.com. Gentlemen, thank you so much for being with us. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Hey, guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.